Thanksgiving's just a couple of weeks away, and you're already thinking turkey. But do you know how they raise turkeys for your holiday table? Those future butterballs are brought up standing useless wing to useless wing in huge warehouses, eating chemical-laced food off conveyor belts, pumped full of hormones. Those gobblers grow breasts so huge they wouldn't be able to stand up except for the fact they're wedged so tightly together in their sunless hell. Then, after decapitation and a quick injection of self-based primordial soup, these nutritional time bombs are dipped in liquid nitrogen, frozen cell walls bursting with ice crystals, giblet-stuffed carcasses rushed in fume-belching trucks to the huge grocery store near you. Those toxic plastic pop-up thermometers embedded in their rock-hard flesh. So this Thanksgiving, think tofu instead.
Tofu Birds from Tamerlane, the civilized alternative.
Football's on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yasha Foymi, and with me, the coach of the Nebraska School of Mimes Fighting, Coach Barry Sweatshirt. Sorry to say, Coach, the college gambling crisis has spread to the Nebraska School of Mimes.
It has, but none of my players gamble, Yash.
Well, they were caught on tape placing bets during a game.
But they don't bet on our team?
Well, they were betting on the result of each play. In fact, one of them confessed to betting on hang time, how far the play clock would run down before the snap, how many stitches the quarterback would need.
Wait, are you sure that was the players? Because me and the referees bet on those things once in a while.
Now, let's just move on to your picks of this week's big games. You're 4-26 on the year. That's a blistering 133 pace.
I don't know where these kids would ever get the idea to gamble.
North Texas State versus Idaho.
Idaho 6-4 is a home dog coming off a loss on the road, but North Texas State is only 5-5 over the last 10 years on the third Saturday in November, so Idaho will win 88-87.
South Carolina, Florida.
Well, I talked to my good friend, Coach Steve Spurrier, but he refused to bet, and in fact, he said he was sending a video crew to nail me for good. So I gotta believe he's chicken and that Spurrier just lacks confidence. South Carolina, 69-2.
Nebraska versus Iowa State.
Iowa State running sensation, boy George.
No, Troy Davis.
Yeah, whatever. He'll have a field trip.
A field day.
Yeah. And why am I picking Idaho again? Didn't I just pick that game?
No, you're picking Iowa State.
Oh, you're picking Iowa State. Okay, because Yashua Foymi says so. Iowa State will beat Nebraska 75-4.
I didn't, but... just go away, Coach. This is Yasha Foymi reminding you until next time. Coach, on the drive home, be sure to scoot up real close to your airbag.
Do I have to sit on your lap again?
Well, that'll be okay. Unless I can find the child seat. Flush Thimble here on the Insolence in Broadcasting Network, intellectual talk radio, with talent on loan from God in an anthropomorphic analogy, and half my brain engaged in Socratic dialogue with half the preserved brain of St. Augustine. Oh yes, Augustine's brain's being kept in a laboratory at Wichita State University, but enough of the soliloquy. Let's go to the phones. Palo Alto, you're on.
Myriads of Ibbots, Flush. In re, checks and balances with the pseudo-centrist president and Jacksonian neo-vox populi Congress.
No. Enough pre-industrial prattle. In Federalist number 52, written by pre-Fabianist Madison, a.k.a. Publius, we see the forebears of our republic wish to impose the will of the majority on what Pitt the Elder called the vituperative minority. Princeton, you're on with me.
Well, Flush, either through deliberate obfuscation or bottom-like ignorance, you've donned the ass's head and misquoted Madison, who in fact said...
Ingrate! Spawn of a mastiff! neo-post-Hegelian nonconformist? We go to a break while I calm myself now by reciting Virgil, Arma Virumque Aconum. We'll be right back. It's time to check your EQ, your etiquette quotient, with Mr. Behavior.
Good morning. So nice to be with you. Thanks for being you.
Today's question from Gretna. I like to set fires, but when I have a guest, it seems awkward to offer them the matches first when the voices in my own head are so insistent. What should I do, Mr. Behavior?
Always remember the voices in your head are guests, too. Start your own small fire before offering the matches to your friend, and be sure to hold the exit door open for him while escaping the conflagration. In case of arrest, be sure to give your visitor all the credit. It's the height of good manners.
Thank you, Mr. Behavior. Here, hold these matches.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wait a minute.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burb. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, can the new modern, sensitive, gender-neutral man get pregnant? As men and women evolve, and as technology develops, the day isn't far off when men will be the mothers and women will be the fathers. Sure, this sounds far-fetched, but remember, we once believed only men could vote. Science came along and changed that. And we once believed only men could drink beer. But through evolution, women have developed the ability to chug the suds equally. And we once thought men could never drink flavored coffee. Well, that too is slowly changing. So we can believe that one day men will have babies. Experiments on Michael Jackson have so far failed, but have given us valuable opportunities to learn from his mistakes. For instance, monkeys are cute, but scientifically useless. Well, that's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
Soon, you'll be able to explore the internet from your television set. Soon, you'll be able to explore your television set from your fax machine. Soon, you'll be able to send faxes from your alarm clock. Soon, you'll be able to set your alarm clock from your car. Soon, you'll be able to drive your car from your bathtub. Soon, you'll be able to take a bath in a coffee maker. And soon, you'll be making coffee in a water purifying system while watching the internet on your television set and driving your car to a fax that alarms you, all while taking a bath. Yes, soon, there will be just one thing.
Then we can have really big wars over who gets it next. A message from the Diversity in Things people. We want more things.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen. Announcing the Dickie Schmooze phone card. Forget the 10 cents a minute, 5 cents a minute scams of fly-by-night companies like AT&T. With the Dickie Schmooze phone card, you can call anywhere in the world absolutely free, as far as I'm concerned. Here's how it works. Get a Dickie Schmooze phone card for just a $25 enrollment fee. Then, whenever you want to make a long-distance call, first punch in 1-900-IBERICH. you dial 1-900-I-BE-RICH. Wait 5 minutes and a friendly Dickie Schmooze phone card agent will come on to verify that you are a Dickie Schmooze phone card member. Then hang up and make your call. And because you're a Dickie Schmooze phone card member, I won't charge you a penny for that call. Then when you're done, dial 1-900-I-BE-RICH again. How can you beat the Dickie Schmooze phone card? Free long distance, as far as I'm concerned. To get your card, send $25 to Dickie Schmooze phone, Box 1, Destroy the Code, California. Dickie Schmooze phone, Box 1, Destroy the Code, California.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, thank you, Thanksgiving. It's time to give thanks. Do you give thanks? I mean, you don't give rudeness or give indifference, but you give thanks. Well, it's time to give thanks or say thanks or whatever, because thank God it's Thanksgiving. And now I say thank God it's Thanksgiving, because thank you very much, the turkeys are gone. Yeah. This year I raised $110,000 Dolly Parton brand turkeys. Why do they call them Dolly Partons? Well, they got these huge. They had all these turkeys in the barn. See, I put the eggs in there in the spring. I turned on the space heater, and a week or so later, they sounded like microwave popcorn in there. 250,000 eggs hatched, and well, then they started growing. I was feeding them Captain Crunch. You see, a truck tipped over on the highway last March trying to pass me on the hill. Well, they all try. Anyway, I loaded up the Captain Crunch, mixed it up with some Mr. Hormone growth formula, and they began to go crazy in the barn there. Hormones and sugar don't mix. Just ask a teenager, huh? Yeah, a week later, I was down to 110,000 turkeys. If you're wondering what happened to the other 140,000, well, you don't want to know. You don't want to. But let me tell you, there were no leftovers. No. So the survivors just stayed in the barn making a god-awful racket. Sounded like Congress in there. So I cranked up the Rolling Stones CD, sat on the porch watching to prevent escapes. Because they know, they know. But finally, the happy day arrived. I used a skip loader to put them in the truck. I was sad and happy at the same time. I had made a big mistake. I had named every one of them. Goodbye, Gobbles. Goodbye, Tom. Goodbye, Stumbles. Goodbye, Featherbrain. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, why you should wait until you slaughter them to install those pop-up thermometers. Football's on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yasha Foymi, and with me is the coach of the Nebraska School of Mimes Fighting, Coach Barry Sweatshirt.
Cheer for old Notre Dame.
Going after Holtz's job, huh?
Oh, my good friend, Coach Lou Holtz, has named me his heir apparent.
As I recall, he said you were an airhead, but apparently no one had killed you yet.
Well, he's right about that. The measure of a successful coach is if no one kills him and no one has killed me.
Well, that's just because none of the people counting on you to pick the big games have found you yet. You're 4-29 on the air, Coach, which is still much better than your coaching record at the Nebraska School of Mimes.
Yes.
On to this week's games. Nebraska School of Mimes at Florida.
The Floridas will be baffled by the Mimes walking against the wind, and we'll win 99-0.
You're not playing Florida, Coach. You forfeited the rest of the season because all your players are either seriously injured or in jail or both. Mostly both.
I think you're right.
Arizona State, Arizona.
I predict Arizona will win because Arizona State quarterback Jake Plummer is going to give up football to become a synchronized swimmer. 5-3 will be the score.
Michigan, Ohio State.
Michigan will run nothing but bummerooskies, and that play always works. So Michigan, 66-2.
Northwestern Missouri State versus UNO.
At noon Saturday, Channel 15 showing Crocodile Dundee, which will so engross Northwest Missouri State they'll forget about the game, and UNO will win 2-0.
Yeah. Well, who cares what you think? Until next time, this is Yasha Foymi reminding you, make sure your stuffing is hot enough. Use the coach. You just grab his little finger and stick it into the turkey carcass in the oven there and plunge it deep into the meat.
My fingers are huge.
The burning meat sizzling with fatty juices. Thanksgiving is just days away. Panic is setting in. Some of the most popular Thanksgiving items are disappearing from the store shelves. People, parents are desperate. But at the Turkey store, we got them all. Toy Story Action Cranberry Sets, got them. Space Jam Martian Butterballs, stocked to the ceiling. Mashed Barney Potatoes, plenty left. The Holiday Bean Casserole Barbie, on hand. Do your last-minute Thanksgiving shopping at the Turkey store. Turn left at the Dogleg Right, go up the hill, and solve the riddle of the blind wizard. Then into the hole, just west of Gretna. Turkey!
Happy Thanksgiving from Station Number H. Have we got the holiday programs your family wants? Wednesday night, while driving to Grandma's, watch the beloved classic, A Walton Thanksgiving, but with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Pa. Wait, this is more like In Cold Blood. Oh well, they are so easy to kill. Good night, Teddy Boy.
Then Thursday morning, forget the Macy's Parade. Station Number H gives you the Iowa Beef Packers Parade.
And here comes Santa now, being pulled by 8 reindeer. And now, those cute tiny reindeer are being killed and skinned and rendered.
And wrap up your holiday viewing with traditional pigskin showdowns. No, not football. Pig Mitten. It's a Thanksgiving to remember on Station Number H.
So, you did it, didn't you?
Yes.
You killed them?
Yes.
Try on these gloves.
Okay. Gee, they fit great.
Try on this hat.
Okay.
Try on this sweatsuit, and these clown shoes, and this evening gown.
Okay.
Rub your tummy and pat your head.
Okay.
Can I borrow the Bronco?
Sure.
Mega Coffee, the best witness you can get in the morning. Mega Coffee, you'll say anything for another cup.
Cato, you still got the keys of the Bronco?
Choking, one.
Here's a message just for you single guys. I'm a single guy. Since my wife kicked me out of the house over a little 5'4" misunderstanding, well, Thanksgiving can be a bummer without a turkey. And seeing how my mom and dad don't want me around either since I sold my dad's car to cover a business expense, damn Arizona State. It's a tough holiday, but now, thanks to Tamerlane, I can enjoy my favorite part of Pig Out Day, even though they don't allow cooking in the rooms at the seedy motel I call home. It's the Tamerlane Thanksgiving Pill. You take one, take two or three,
and in minutes, I'm sound asleep in front of the TV. Go Chiefs! Feels like I just ate mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie till they were coming out of my ears. So now Thanksgiving's true meaning is mine again. Thanks to Tamerlane Thanksgiving pills. I like them so much I take them every day.
It's a butterball in a capsule. Tamerlane Thanksgiving pills at Leon's Horse Choker Emporiums, coast to coast. I am Jerry Burb. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, Thanksgiving. No, today is not Thanksgiving, but it's soon, and we have many things to be thankful for. We still have our health. Well, I shouldn't say that, because there might be some who are sick and could be offended if people who are healthy express thanks for their health. Though we do have plenty of food. Well, wait. It's rather species-centric to be gloating over our domination and annihilation of those life forms less fortunate than we humans. Pecans and turkeys and such. Well, thanks for our families. You know, now that I think about it, the definition of family has changed, and I'm not sure who's in my new age family now, so forget that. A stable government. No, we have to be aware of the feelings of those who are hopeful for the violent overthrow of the government and destruction of our way of life. Wait, I know what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful the radio and TV airwaves aren't full of cheap plugs, like for the Mean Farmer tape. And I'm thankful the Mean Farmer tape has nothing to do with the Huskers. And I'm thankful that the tape, The Mean Farmer, Nothing to Do with the Huskers, will be available soon after Thanksgiving. So there's plenty to be thankful for after all. That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me. Happy holidays, and thanks for tuning in.
Here it comes, the Thanksgiving turkey.
Wow, it looks scrumptious, Mom. Let me at it.
Well, just let me set it down on the table first, you little rascal.
But I'm so hungry.
And so am I.
The turkey! It's alive!
Oh, my! This has never happened before!
Help, Mom! It's eating me!
Mega Coffee Stuffing, proud sponsor of Gobbler, a Thanksgiving horror special on Station Number H tonight. And don't forget, you can use Mega Coffee Stuffing at home, available with a doctor's prescription. Tonight on the History Channel, the Civil War has just ended. The victorious Abraham Lincoln and his wife Mary take a night off to go to the theater. They're enjoying Our American Cousin when suddenly a crazed actor named John Wilkes Booth bursts in behind them and...
You wanna know? You have to watch.
Our American Cousin, tonight on the History Channel. And on the Classic Sports Network, 1951. The Giants and Dodgers are tied for first place. It's the last game of the playoff, and the Dodgers have a 4-2 lead. But the Giants have two on and two out in the ninth when Ralph Branca pitches to Bobby Thompson and...
Oh, Thompson homers! The Giants win the pennant! Oops. Well, you don't have to watch that. The History Channel and Classic Sports. The History Channel's better.
Okay, sir, will this be cash or charge?
Oh, charge it.
Okay, let me see. You got the big brick Barbie. Oh, the big brick Barbie here. That's heavy.
It should be. That's a real brick.
Let me see the Let's Play Eye Doctor set. Oh, that's sharp.
Sharp stick sold separately.
Here's the Toxic Avenger Big 64 Chemical Barrel.
Oh, watch that leak there.
And the Big Pinch Steel Spring, the Carpet Darts, and the Slip and Die Stairway Slide.
Does that work on hardwood steps?
Oh, I think so.
Good. My Christmas shopping's just about done. You got the chewable tiny trucks from Tonka?
A Christmas message from the Dangerous Toy Association. What's a holiday without a little danger?
Hey, Joe, what are you doing with that tree and those colorful lights and that diorama of a man in a sleigh pulled by 8 flying reindeer?
Well, I'm decorating my house for Christmas, Bill.
Christmas?
Well, you remember, Bill, that holiday in December when people give gifts to each other?
If you say so, Joe. I've been kind of out of it since the casinos opened. I must have missed this news about this Christmas.
Casinos, huh? I should have known you had a gambling addiction.
Gambling? People go to casinos to gamble? I just like the lights, man.
Oh, beat it now, you pest. I'm busy with Christmas.
Must be hard buying presents for everyone, huh, Joe?
Well, not when you got a present-fetching dog from Tamerlane.
A present-fetching dog from Tamerlane?
Yeah, a present-fetching dog from Tamerlane. Here, Bill, watch.
Uh-huh.
See? The neighbors are just returning from the mall.
Yeah.
Now, through the magic of time-lapse radio,
Wow. They're
turning out the lights and going to bed.
Hey, what was that furry thing that just picked their lock and snuck into their house?
Well, that's Fingers, my present-fetching dog from Tamerlane. He's coming out now. Here he comes. Let's see what we got. A train set. That'll be good for some kid I've got.
Mm-hmm.
A miracle dust sucker.
Ooh.
Great for the wife. And here's something for you, Bill.
Wow, a butt master.
No more fighting crowds at the mall. No more running the credit cards to the max. And with a present-fetching dog from Tamerlane,
I can always blame the dog if the neighbors come over and see us using their presents.
Oh, I'm going to get a present-fetching dog from Tamerlane today.
Present-fetching dogs from Tamerlane are available at Humbugs, Hummingbug stores, at all Santa's a Creep specialty boutiques, and at Everything's a Dollar Unless Marked Otherwise stores, coast to coast. So I was sitting around cleaning my fingernails, watching Body Shaping on ESPN2, when suddenly it occurred to me I hadn't slept in 6 days. I'd been pulling doubles and triples at the bioengineering plant, returning out some new flesh-eating bacteria for the Pentagon. Anyway, it almost seemed like the walls of the trailer were closing in on me, so I decided to get out of there and go Christmas shopping. The mall was full of lizards, evil angels, and poltergeists. God, I was tired. Luckily, there was a mega coffee shop. Had a double espresso latte with pork syrup and whipped cream. Went out to the parking lot, set fire to my truck, and walked back over to where they had Santa Claus tied down for the interrogation. I felt like a new man. So I checked my ID. I was a new man, a 5'4" tall Peruvian. It's weird, but it turns out I have a better job and a cuter wife. And I owe it all to Mega Coffee.
Hi? This is the Mean Farmer. Get your Mean Farmer tapes and make this Christmas a mean one. Mean Farmer tapes, relics of a dying cassette technology, are on sale now at Megamart and every Homer store you see. Mean Farmer tapes, cheaper than a Wonder Mop. From Otis and Diver and CD105.9.
I am Jerry Burb. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, men without pens. Electronic correspondence is the wave of the future, but the danger of working long hours on a computer
is that every hour spent there is an hour lost to human contact. Without human contact, men might lose their ability to communicate verbally, their awareness of the needs of others, and their willingness to talk openly and share their feelings. So if we're going to use email, we have to find a way to do it that doesn't deprive us of the simple pleasures we so enjoy. Shopping with the wife, discussions with our buddies at Hooters on how best to express our emotions, our round tables on Emily Dickinson. My suggestion, instead of using computers to communicate, use them for other things. Have you seen this Don Carter's Bowl-O-Rama? It's 3D, so nearly real, it's better than actually bowling. Well, that's a Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in. This year's Mean Farmer tape has nothing to do with the Huskers, but here's what it does have to do with. If you want to know, you gotta watch. Well, listen, which means you gotta buy it. At the Mega Martin at all Homer's locations. The Mean Farmer, nothing to do with the Huskers, from Otis and Diver and CD 105.9.